What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Wise and Well podcast. I am your host, Herman Lin, as always, and this is the show that makes fitness and nutrition way more simple and realistic so that you can hit your goals while enjoying your life and improving your health along the way. Today, we're going to be talking all about the best exercise for fat loss. So I'm going to give you exactly what is the best way to exercise if your goal is long-term sustainable fat loss. I'll give you a clue to start this off too. It's not running on a treadmill for hours each week. It's not doing a bunch of crunches to blast belly fat. It's not, definitely not doing random Instagram videos where people claim to snatch that waist in just two movements. I can't stand that stuff. But what I'm going to tell you today is very clear and very laid out, the science behind it and exactly why doing this is going to be the best route if your goal is fat loss. So real quick, guys, if you do enjoy this show, make sure you subscribe for future episodes. Leave a great review. It really goes a long way. I am so grateful and thankful every time I read your reviews and how nice and kind they are. And I love hearing that you guys are getting value out of the show because that's all that really matters. If you enjoy episodes like this, as I'm doing a solo episode, I know I usually have a guest. Let me know. I'm trying this out. What I want to do is bring as much value to you guys as possible. And I think that doing more of these can be beneficial because I can talk about some subjects and topics more in depth that I hear your questions on and what you are truly trying to understand more. So hopefully you find this helpful. If you do, send me a DM, shoot me a message, let me know, and let's get into it. All right. Let's start with the problem, right? The problem is not time. It is not that you don't have time to do enough exercise. It's not that you are not disciplined enough to do the amount of exercise that you need to lose fat. It's not the fact that you missed some workouts here and there, or you missed a workout last week and you just didn't do the plan perfectly enough. I say these things because I used to think those were the problems. I used to think that I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't running enough, right? I didn't work out 5 days a week or 6 days a week. And that's what's really needed versus doing it 4 or 5 days a week, right? I used to think that missing a workout in a program meant that you weren't getting the results of that program, which is ridiculous, but it's what I truly thought. I used to do the P90Xs and the T25s and the Insanities. And in my head, unless I did all, you know, however many that was it 5 days a week? I think Monday through Friday, usually they were, and there's like 3 months of them. And in my head, if I did the first 20, but then I missed one, I thought I messed it all up. I thought I screwed up. And that's the reason why I didn't look like those guys on the covers of those at the end of the workout. But that's not the reality. That's not the actual problem. The problem is that you are focusing on the wrong solution. How do I know that? Because this is what the vast, vast majority of people focus on. And this is what I used to focus on. And what is that one thing? Burning calories. Think about it. Burning calories. It's like the holy grail of exercise, right? For most people, it entirely determines the worth of that exercise. The first thing that most people ask about after a workout, how many calories did you burn? What do watches and treadmills show you as the primary metric, right? The amount of calories that you burn. What do entire classes in gyms like Orange Theory, what are they built around? The idea of literally treating calories as currency, splat points, right? The more you burn, the better you do in that class, according to them. Everything is built off the idea that if you burn as many calories as you can, you're going to lose fat. You're going to lose weight. It's going to be the solution to all your problems. You just need to move more and eat less, right? But here's the problem with that. And this is critically important. If you take away one thing today, one thing from this whole episode, I hope it is this. This is the light bulb moment that it should give you. So listen up. We burn 95% of our calories outside of workouts. Let that sink in for a second. Think about it. 95%. Only 5% of the calories that we burn day in and day out comes from the exercise that we intentionally do in the gym. Where's the rest of it come from? Well, mostly living, like 60% of it, just literally surviving, waking up in the morning, going to bed, making sure your organs function. More of it comes from just moving around, walking here to the kitchen, walking from your car to the office. If you fidget a lot or just move around a lot, that requires energy, right? That burns way more than how much you burn from exercise. Do you see the problem now? The thing that we obsess over, that we believe will be the long-term fat loss solution, barely even matters. It barely even makes a dent in the overall calories that we spend for the day. Let me give you a comparison. Imagine if your goal is to get rich. So you want long-term sustainable wealth, right? So that when you get older, you don't have to worry about money every time you take your kids or eventually your grandkids out to dinner and you're able to afford it. And you're not squeezing out every single dollar just to feel okay and comfortable, right? That's the goal. Like, that's what you want from a financial perspective. And let's say, okay, I'm going to drive Uber for 1 hour, 6 days a week to try to accomplish that. On top of my full-time job, on top of the family that I'm trying to be social with and take care of, right? On top of my social life and the friends that I have. I'm going to do 1 hour every day, at least 6 days a week. You probably make what? I don't even know. Probably $20, $30 in an hour of driving Uber. That's probably if you're in a busy area and you're good at it. Okay, so if you do that 6 days a week, right, you'll make what, like $150 a week? This is all before taxes, right? Maybe $600 a month. And that's some nice side cash for sure. Like, it's not nothing. But is it enough to create long-term wealth? Of course not. It's like $7,000 a year. This is what it's like when you try to lose fat by burning calories in the gym. And this is so important to understand, because once you grasp this, you can finally let go of choosing exercises and workouts solely based on how much calories it burns, because it just doesn't really matter. Is it a nice perk? Yeah, definitely. Why not burn a few hundred calories more a day, right? Like, it's a nice to have, but it is definitely not the main objective of exercise. Okay, so what does matter? What is the thing that you should actually focus on? Here it is. There is something called the SAID principle in fitness, SAID. It stands for the specific adaptation to imposed demands, which is just a very, very fancy term that simply means your body will adapt to the demands that you place on it. Whatever you do more, your body is going to figure out a way to be ready for it, to get better equipped for it. And this is critical to your goals, right? Because if your goal is fat loss. We need to give your body a reason to lose fat. Period. That's it. And in order to do that, there's two things that we need to do. Two total. It all boils down to these two things. Ready? Number one, you must create a calorie deficit, meaning you must burn more calories than you consume. If you're going to get wealthy, if you're going to make more money, right, you have to make more money than you spend, right? That's pretty simple. It seems obvious. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it is simple. It's easy to understand. And it's the same exact way with calories and food and exercise. And at the end of the day, if you are going to lose fat, you have to have a calorie deficit. You have to be able to lose fat and weight because you are spending more than you're consuming. Okay? Now, number two, and this is the one that people usually miss. You must give your body a reason to burn more fat than muscle. This is so important, and it's something that we don't talk. Everybody talks about a calorie deficit, right? Everybody knows, oh yeah, I get it. I have to eat less, I have to move more. I know I need to burn more calories than I consume. Like, we get it, right? But we don't talk about the second one. The second one, that you must give your body a reason to burn more fat than muscle, because your weight is determined by multiple things. It's not just body fat. You've got bones, you've got organs, you have water, right? You also have muscle mass. And now when you lose weight, it's not because your liver is shrinking, right? Or because your skull is becoming lighter. When you lose weight, it is primarily going to come from body fat, or it's going to come from muscle. And here's the thing. Muscle is an expensive tissue that has specific uses, right? It requires more energy for your body to hold on to muscle than fat. And your body is all about efficiency. It's a survival tactic. What is the least amount of energy that your body can spend for the greatest chance of survival? It is always doing the math. It is always trying to figure out what is the best thing to spend the limited resources it has to make sure that you have the best chance of survival. So if your body has no reason to use muscle, why would it hold on to it? Do you see that? Right? Do you see the biggest problem with exercising for fat loss? The first requirement of being in a calorie deficit, we talk about all the time. Burn calories, move more, eat less. But why don't we talk about the second one? Why isn't it common knowledge that if all you do is run on the treadmill and do a bunch of burpees for hours every week and starve yourself, your body is slowly going to strip down all the muscle that you have? Now, do you want to lose weight or do you want to lose body fat? They are not the same thing. What happens to your body if you lose, let's say, 30 pounds, but more of that came from muscle than fat? Let's say you lost, I don't know, 18 pounds of muscle and 12 pounds of fat. Think about it. If you lose more muscle than body fat, your body fat percentage, right? The percentage of fat that you have to your total body weight, it goes up because you lost more muscle. So as a percent of your total body weight, your body fat percentage is higher. This is how you become skinny fat in the long run. This was me for most of my 20s. I used to be a hardcore runner. I ran a marathon. I hated it. I have no idea why I did it, but I did it. I did Peloton 3-4 days a week, sometimes more. I did Orange Theory 2-3 times a week. I was avoiding carbs because I thought carbs make you fat. I was intermittent fasting because I thought that makes you live till 150. So I didn't eat breakfast for the good portion of probably 2 or 3 years, at least. I ate salads for lunch most days after not eating anything for breakfast. No wonder I felt like shit all afternoon. I was always trying to sweat more, burn more, and eat less. And I got thinner, for sure. But it never felt or looked good to me. My stomach didn't really change. Everything else just got smaller. My arms, my legs, my face. If anything, my stomach just stuck out more. It drove me crazy. And all I thought was I needed to do more. I needed to run more. I needed to be more disciplined with food. I needed to just want it more, right? Does that sound familiar? Think about it from the Uber example earlier. If you are driving every day for an hour and you realize eventually, I'm not actually getting any richer, right? My bank account is the same. So you think, I'll just drive more. I'll drive 2 hours a day. How reasonable is that? How exhausted are you going to feel when you're not driving? How do you have energy for your family when you come home? Of course, you eventually feel burnt out, right? You know how I finally fixed it? And this isn't because I'm a guru or a genius and I found the magic solution. It was because I was literally forced to do something else. I was overtraining and I was undereating for the better half of a decade. And my body was conditioned, but it was weak. Eventually, I developed chronic hip pain, like bad. Every day, it wouldn't go away. I didn't know what it was. It freaked me out. It felt like I constantly needed to stretch my hip, but nothing ever really helped. And this went on for about a year. 1 year. That by the end of it, I kind of just assumed that I just would never really be that active anymore. I thought I just wouldn't really be a guy who works out. The rest of my life. I was 29. And the only reason that I figured out to do something different, to find a different solution, was because I found the right PT after trying multiple ones, who looked me in the eyes and said, dude, you just have to get stronger. And those words still stick in my head to this day because it changed how I view everything about fitness and exercise and fat gain or fat loss. All of it came from that moment because that unlocked everything else that I started learning since then. Because I started strength training to improve my hip pain, and it did. Within a couple months, it was all but completely gone after literally having terrible pain for a year. It took a couple months and I was barely even there, which is insane. But what I realized was something else happened. My body began to change slowly. It was not an overnight transformation. It wasn't like the scale was just all of a sudden flying down. Actually, I think it was even just slowly increasing slightly at that point. But I looked different. You know why? Because I was finally giving my body a reason to build muscle. It was starting to value muscle more than body fat. Remember what I said? You have to give your body a reason to spend energy on muscle. That's it. That's the reason. Strength training tells your body that you need this muscle tissue. You actually need more of it if you're going to keep strength training, right? The more you do, the more reps, the more sets, the more weight you increase, your body says, we need more if this crazy dude's going to keep doing this and trying to lift that barbell up. We need to build more muscle. And slowly over time, your body packs on more and more muscle. And I want to be very clear when I say this. I don't mean you're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or a bodybuilder, okay? Let's get this straight, because not only does muscle not make you bulky, it actually does the opposite. Because muscle is 25% more dense than fat. Meaning what? Meaning 1 pound of muscle weighs the same as 1 pound of fat, but it takes up less space because it's more dense. It takes up less space. Meaning if you have two people who weigh 150 pounds, the person who has more muscle will look smaller than the other person. Even though they weigh the exact same, they will look leaner. They'll look more toned. This is not an overnight process. This isn't something that happens in 30 days. It takes months to see changes, and it takes years to see what would be the equivalent of a transformation photo that you see online. But the important thing is that the effects are compounding. The more muscle you build, the more your body will continue to prioritize resources towards it. It makes your metabolism start working faster. You have more energy, so you begin to move more. Your body says, we need this muscle, so let's burn some of the fat if we need to. And the craziest thing, while building it takes time, it requires hard work in the gym, for sure. Not 5 or 6 days of hard work, I can tell you that. For most people, 3 or 4 days is plenty. But while it takes time to build the muscle, maintaining it is incredibly easy. The amount of volume it takes to build muscle, it only requires 10 to 20% of that same volume to maintain it. 10 to 20%. That is literally about 1 hour per week in the gym, lifting weights. 1 hour. So now, instead of running on essentially a human hamster wheel, right? Always trying to burn off calories or prevent more fat gain, you're doing the opposite. You're building your body in your metabolism. You are working for the future rather than spinning your wheels in the present. Go back to the Uber example, right? If you want to be wealthy long term, if you want to be rich for 30 years, not for 30 days, but you want more money to compound over time, what would you do? Of course you wouldn't depend on some side gig that you have to do an hour every single day for the rest of your life, right? You would invest. Even though the money wouldn't come as quick as driving Ubers for an hour every day this week and next week, but you know it's okay that it would take time. Right? You know that over time, it would compound and give you more and more in return for less work in the long run, right? The person who's going the Uber route in 30 years is still driving that damn Uber an hour or two every day to make that same amount of money while your money is working for you. It's making money. And the longer you go, the more and more money it's making in return. And this is the same exact thing. Building muscle and strength training is like investing your money for the long term, while doing daily cardio is like relying on a side gig like driving Ubers, living paycheck to paycheck, right? Does it make sense now? Does that mean that you should never do cardio? No, of course not. It's great for your overall health, physically and mentally. You just shouldn't rely on it to lose fat. This is one of the main pillars, one of the main principles that I help people work through in my coaching program, the Wise and Well Method. Every day, I'm not holding back any of the secrets. This is a gigantic, gigantic piece of it. I give people all the tools, the workouts, the nutrition targets, everything you need to build muscle in the long term, because I know it's going to help you lose body fat in the long run. And all they do is show up and execute it. And you know what the real reward of this is? Yes, you will lose body fat. Yes, you will fit into your clothes better every day. That's usually the first thing that people in the program notice. I'll get a text from someone probably somewhere in the first 1 to 2 months where they say something to the tune of, I'm down an inch already. I am so happy. Or I put on my pants today and it didn't feel like it was a struggle, right? Or I was excited to wear this old dress because I wanted people to see the definition in my arms. All that stuff is amazing. But it still isn't really the biggest reward of strength training, right? Here's the biggest. The more muscle you build, the easier it becomes to stay lean without having to worry about avoiding food all the time. Remember what I said? If the same person weighs 150 pounds and they trade out 10 pounds of fat for muscle, they will look leaner. You will care less about losing weight. You'll say, hey, I actually look great. Even though the scale didn't go down as much as I thought I needed it to, I still am happy with how my body looks. One of the people in the program, we'll call her Anna. She came to me looking to lose about 20 pounds, I think she said. I think it was between 15 and 20 pounds initially. She had already lost 30 on her own, and she wanted to keep going because the weight loss was starting to slow down. And while we started to go that way, initially she lost about 5 to 10 pounds. We were helping her also at the same time build some more muscle definition. And fast forward, that was about 6 months ago that she started to where she is now. We haven't talked about her weight in over 3 months. Why? Because at some point, she made the realization, without me saying anything, she made the realization that just focusing on getting stronger was changing her body more than focusing on losing weight ever did. More slowly, more gradually, but much more noticeable over time. And most importantly, she isn't worried about every single calorie and every single bite of food. She's a principal of a school district, so she doesn't always have the time to cook every single meal. She does. She cooks a lot of them. That's how she was able to lose a lot of the weight initially. But it's not realistic that she cooks every single day. It's not realistic that she meal preps everything every single Sunday, right? She's busy. She has a life, just like a lot of you do. She goes on the road and sometimes she gets Chick-fil-A. And instead of saying, oh my God, I messed it all up, I can't believe I'm eating this, she says, wow, this Chick-fil-A is pretty good. She goes to baseball games in the summer and gets a hot dog, right? Because it's a baseball game and you get hot dogs at baseball games. And before, she would have avoided that, right? She would have said, this is just not going to fit into my calorie plan. And I got to just keep making the scale go down. And now she says, I want a damn hot dog at a baseball game. So do you see the real benefit of switching to this method, to this solution? When you focus on getting stronger, gaining muscle, building your body, it's that you can finally stop feeling like you always need to be on a diet. Like you're always restricting food and always trying to get smaller, to take up less space, right? And instead, you are now focused on building your body up, on fueling your body, on creating more energy to live your life. That is the reason why strength training is the best exercise for fat loss. And once you finally choose to move this way, to start strength training consistently, like I said, 3 to 4 days a week, 45 minutes per workout is plenty for most people. I see people get results with 3 days a week. 4 days a week is great. Probably the one I'd recommend for most people. I see people get results with 2 days a week. It does not take as much as you think. But tracking your workouts, right, on a consistent basis, increasing the reps, the sets, the weights weekly, right? And we could talk about this in a whole different episode on how to actually do this. But consistently having the focus of creating a demand and adaptation for your body to build more muscle, to get stronger. Once you do that, it will finally close the chapter of the old way you used to live and begin the new one. All right. That's it, guys. Did you find this helpful? I hope you did. I don't do a lot of these solo episodes, but I thought it would be a good way to just really kind of answer your questions directly and provide you just a direct source of value and go a little bit more in depth on some of these topics. If you did enjoy it, let me know and hopefully I'll keep doing them. Shoot me a DM at wiseandwell.fitness on Instagram or email me at hermanlinwellness@gmail.com and just let me know. Let me know if you liked it, what you didn't like about it, what topics would you want to hear in the future. My entire goal is to make it simple and way more realistic for you to be able to build lean muscle, lose body fat, improve your health, and do it in a way that allows you to still have time to enjoy life, because that is what really matters. And if you guys are enjoying this, please leave a 5-star review. It really goes a long way. Like I said, I love reading those reviews. It makes my entire day, and I appreciate it so much. And if you do need some help with your training and nutrition, and holding your hand and guiding you along the way in this process, shoot me a message or go to wiseandwellcoaching.com to learn about joining the Wise and Well Method, where we do exactly what I laid out in this episode. This is a program that is personalized to fit into your life. It gives you the training, the macro tools, the nutritional habits, and the accountability you need to hit your goals. You're going to get the exact roadmap to gain muscle, to lose body fat, to improve your overall health and your relationship with food and fitness. And if you join and literally just focus on executing, because everything's going to be laid out for you, I promise it will work. And if you absolutely hate it after the first 30 days, you can tell me to buzz off and I will give you your money back. Absolutely no questions asked, because I am that confident that it will help you. All right, guys. I am recording this right around the Christmas holiday time. So depending on when this comes out, I hope you have a great rest of the holidays. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you don't, then I hope that you just have a great time with your family and your loved ones. And let's ring in the new year and have an amazing 2024. All right. Bye, guys.